The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you? Welcome to Stuff Mom Never Told You from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Caroline.
And I'm Kristen.
And as part of our summer short series, we're going to talk about nude beaches today.
Right.
Because it's just going to be a short little topic. We're not going to get too much into it or whether we've been or not. But I want to start you off with an interesting bit of trivia.
Okay.
Who do you think loves nude sunbathing the most in Europe? Just throw out a guess.
I know the answer.
What is it?
It's Germans.
The Germans. See, that doesn't make any sense to me, which is why I think it's an interesting piece of trivia.
Yeah, I did not have any idea. This is coming from the Expedia 2012 flip-flop survey, trademark. But they took this big survey of the beach-going habits around the world, mm-hmm. and Germans love nude sunbathing.
Yeah, exactly. To the point where when East and West Germany were reunited, people in the East, they were much more okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
And people in the East and West, there was a little bit of nude sunbathing conflict going on there.
Put your clothes back on. It makes sense that Germany is the hotspot of nude sunbathing and nude beaches because the father of nudism and the whole free body culture, which is sometimes referred to as, started with German sociologist Heinrich Pudor in the 1890s.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah.
I really thought before we started reading this that it would have been the 1960s.
Mm-hmm. All those hippies.
Yeah, and this Pudor gentleman actually wrote The Cult of the Nude back in the 1890s. And this whole idea of his evolved as a reaction to rapid urbanization and growing alienation from nature as people moved to the cities. So this is coming from USA Today talking about Mr. Pudor. And basically people were trying to break free from 19th century restrictive social expectations.
Yeah, and as a result, German Paul Zimmermann opened the first known nudist camp near Hamburg in 1903. And there was another article that I found in Spiegel talking about how the Germans enjoy sunbathing in the nude and the whole origins of nudism, which we might think of nude beaches and nudism as some kind of expression, some sexual expression, you know, like everyone's just loose and free, so that means that it's because they have lower sexual inhibitions. No, not necessarily. Der Spiegel explains that along with vegetarianism, teetotaling, and clothing reform, as well as calisthenics, nudism belonged to a new avant-garde cult of the body. So it really wasn't, you know, it's nothing so tawdry as we might, think it is.
Exactly. To the point where, this is according to that Expedia survey that Kristen mentioned, 15% of German respondents said they sunbathed nude. And the second likeliest to come into that category were Indians and Spaniards at 8%. And the French and British trail way behind at 5%. And 2% respectively.
And then the Americans also at 2%, but maybe it's because nudism didn't gain traction in North America, and you could argue probably still doesn't gain like mainstream traction, but it didn't come over here in full force until the Free Beach Movement of the 1960s, when people just started hanging out nude on
exactly.
California beaches. Surprise, surprise. And we have a guy named Lee Baxendall to thank for nudism in America. He, in 1980, launched the Naturist Society and published the first World Guide to Nude Beaches and Recreation that same year.
And it's funny because even though such a small percentage of Americans actually go bare at the beach, according to a poll in USA Today in 2006, apparently 15% of adult Americans at the time actually really wanted a nude recreation experience.
Yeah.
A nude recreation experience.
They're like,
as part of their vacation.
And there was actually, just recently, June 1st and 2nd, a nude expo going on in Las Vegas.
Right. Well, they requested that you keep your clothes on for the expo.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a pool party later.
Yeah, and you could bear all there. And while we might think that it's such a niche kind of thing, the Wall Street Journal reported in 2003 that nude recreation in North America has grown into a $400 million industry.
What?
Hence a two-day expo.
I guess. I mean, where's the money? I guess to cruises and...
Well, it's not going to clothes. It's going to a lot of sunscreen.
It is, probably. And Americans who bathe in the nude go to places like Black's Beach in La Jolla, California, which in the 70s attracted nearly 60,000 visitors on the weekend. And despite the fact that the city council banned nudism in 1977 there, it really hasn't been consistently enforced.
Yeah, for the U.S. especially, nude beaches aren't, they're kind of just like, under the radar.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you probably, you know, aren't supposed to do it, but they're not going to go out and arrest you. For instance, in Little Beach in Maui, which is a nudist hotspot, nude sunbathing is illegal in the entire state, but it's just not enforced. And Little Beach is also where you might spot Dr. Leisure, who is a famous nudist. He's the author of the 1990 classic Creation and Management Guide to Public Clothing Optional Beaches and Parks, and according to his snappy website, has testified in public nudity cases as an expert witness. But apparently he's like a big, he's a celebrity among...
Dr. Leisure?
Dr. Leisure. Mm-hmm.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI.
There is still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI. And Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI and revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better.
In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Okay. Well, there's also Gunnison Beach. This is in New Jersey, which it used to be a military base. And it actually does not have a brief history of nudism. Oh, no. Back when it was a base, an active base, the all-male soldier population often skinny dipped right there.
Yeah.
And so now, once it was decommissioned, it started attracting nude bathers up until today.
Yeah, that percentage of, I think it might have been from the USA Today survey, or maybe from the flip-flop survey. I just like saying that. A lot of American adults, even though we might not want to sunbathe in public in the buff, a lot of folks have gone skinny dipping.
Well, sure.
Probably after dark.
Yeah. Maybe after a few cocktails.
Yes.
But this nude bathing thing is not always so easy breezy. In Wisconsin, they're having some trouble along the Wisconsin River. There's this particular area where as many as 70,000 people visit in the summer. It's a nude beach. It's part of a park. There's a lot of woods around it. It seems kind of secluded, except there are houses around, and people are getting a little out of control there.
Yeah, basically the folks in the houses, and there are some businesses dotted around as well, are tired of seeing naked people on the sandbars if the river's low. And also, there has apparently been some illicit sexual and drug-related activity happening in those woods, also in the buff.
Yeah.
So the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is starting to crack down.
Yeah, they actually arrested 26 people for illicit sex and 16 people for drugs in just 9 days of surveillance last year.
And I would surmise that old Heinrich Pudor, you know, the father of nudism, would not approve of what's going on on the banks of that Wisconsin River.
Because that is not what the naturist movement is about.
Exactly.
And the free body movement.
Yeah. But as you can imagine, Wisconsin, Not the best place in the world for the nude beach. What about the top nude beaches around the world? We have some international listeners out there, and if listeners are trying to decide where to go on summer vacation, you might want to check out Red Beach in Santorini, Greece. Hippies apparently started flocking there in 1968. Man, those hippies loved being naked on beaches.
Just running around naked in puka shells.
Mallorca. Also a hotspot for a nude beach, but apparently the best nude beach in the world and the largest nudist colony in Europe is in France.
Yeah.
That's France.
For those of you uneducated people out there.
And it's Cap d'Agde.
I'm glad you said it. I took French, but I still was like, I have no idea.
I Googled the pronunciation.
Oh, good.
Before we came in here. But yeah, so Germany, you would think that it would be in Germany, you know, the largest nudist colony, but nope, it is at this Cap d'Agde in France.
I'm sure. Well, there's also some things you should remember, people, if you're going on a nude vacation. Whether that's a nude cruise, a nude flight, take your towels, or just going to a nude beach, plain and simple, you should remember your etiquette. This is coming from the American Association for Nude Recreation. You want to ask before you take pictures that will feature strangers, obviously. You don't want to stare. That's not what this is about.
No.
You want to respect other people's personal space and refrain from sexual activity. And come on, do not show up at a nude beach fully clothed. You just seem like a creeper.
Yeah, yeah. And there was a question on the American Association for Nude Recreation's website wondering, well, men walking around nude, do they get visibly aroused around all these other naked people? I thought that was a good question to ask. And they say often No, men do not get visibly aroused in nudist clubs because remember, that is not what, that wasn't what old Heinrich Pudor was all about. They say, but on the rare occasion where this occurs, they simply will don a towel, turn over, or take a quick dip in the pool.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI.
There is still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI and revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better.
In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
And they say that a lot of times nudist clubs are far less sexually charged than places where provocative clothing is worn. Yeah. Maybe since like everybody's nude, it sort of takes away the...
There's no mystery.
Yeah, there's no mystery. It takes away the allure, the imagination, because you can't, you won't, probably aren't imagining deeper below the skin.
I wonder what her liver looks like.
Esophagus. So, basically, if you want to tan in the nude, head to Germany. Or if you want to
or
go to
France.
Best nude beach in the world is in France. Or on that Wisconsin River. Be careful.
Be careful. They're on the lookout for you. They're coming after you.
They are on the lookout. But it seems like in the U.S., California is still the hot spot. I mean, San Francisco, you can be nude in the streets. There are areas where they'll just have nude day, like in the Castro and stuff.
I won't even go on cruises because I'm such a germaphobe. Yeah. Like, because they tell you when you get on the boat, like, don't touch anything. I'm just so being naked everywhere in public. I just been like, oh, what can I touch?
But see, I read an interview with some nudists, and they were saying etiquette is definitely you put down a towel before you sit down anywhere.
No, that's true.
And there was also an article in the Slate asking whether or not you can catch germs. Like, if someone nude sits down and rubs their butt on something, and then you sit down, like, could you, the chances of you contracting any germs from that is slim to none.
Yeah, I'll just shake hands and stand.
Yeah, but don't take pictures without asking.
No, absolutely not. Don't stare.
So, nude beaches, that's our summer shorts topic for today. Anyone out there who has been to a nude beach, a nudist colony, I would like to know what it was like. Again, no pictures for us either. Yeah. Please and thank you. And in the meantime, we've got an email here.
Yes, this is an email from Christine. This is about our potty politics episode, and it is a very interesting message. She said, I just listened to the PTA episode, and at the end you read a note from a woman who is ashamed that her boyfriend pees sitting down. My husband pees sitting down, and I couldn't be happier about it. I will admit that it took me by surprise when I first figured it out, but it doesn't bother me at all. He started this habit when we both worked for Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey and lived on the circus train. He figured out that peeing standing up while the train was moving could be quite hazardous to his health. Interestingly, we've been off the show and living in a stationary house for nearly 11 years, and he still sits down to pee, so obviously he thinks there's some advantage to it. Anyway, here are the advantages to me. 1. No toilet seats left up in my house. Therefore, I don't need to worry about accidentally sitting down on the cold porcelain bowl in the middle of the night. 2. No aim accidents. I don't have to clean up pee from the floor when I'm cleaning the bathroom. And 3. Less splash. I don't have to clean the underside of the toilet seat as often as a result. So thank you, Christine, for the perspective.
And thanks everyone else who's written in momstuff@discovery.com. And of course, if you want to let us know about your nude beach experience, you can also find us on Facebook and tweet us at @momstuffpodcast. And if you would like to learn more about protecting your skin from the sun, should you go to one of those nude beaches, you should head on over to howstuffworks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com.
Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands. Not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly boring since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.